KNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Milwaukee, crowds gathering for the final night of the Republican National Convention, waiting to hear Donald Trump accept the party's nomination and give his first speech since the assassination attempt at a rally in Pennsylvania.
In audio obtained by PBS News, Trump talked about the emotional impact of the shooting.
Horrible thing, amazing thing, and in many ways it changes your attitude, your viewpoint on life.
Trump has said the experience had him tearing up and rewriting the speech he'll deliver this evening. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Milwaukee.
President Biden recovering from COVID at his home in Delaware. A senior Biden administration official tells ABC News that the president appears absolutely more receptive to hearing out calls for him to exit the race, even asking for polling on how Vice President Kamala Harris would do. But the senior official adds there's no indication President Biden is changing his mind. And former CNN and Fox Business reporter and conservative political commentator Lou Dobbs has died. He was 78 years old. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two fake electors are part of the Wisconsin delegation to the RNC. Pam Travis and Bob Spindell admitted to the scheme to settle a lawsuit. State Party Chair Brian Schimming was asked about it this morning.
Those people who stepped up and stepped into those roles certainly didn't feel, and the folks who organized it certainly didn't feel, that they were doing anything wrong, or they wouldn't have done it.
The fake electors could still face potential criminal charges. Attorney General Josh Call says his office is looking into it. An aircraft on its way to Oshkosh flew into restricted airspace around the RNC yesterday afternoon. An F-35 fighter jet found the craft in question and safely escorted it out of the area. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. While officials continue to search the waters of the Bay of Green Bay for 32-year-old Bill Salnick, they've released the names of the children who died when his boat capsized over the weekend. The bodies of 5-year-old Charlotte Salnick and 3-year-old Joshua Salnick were recovered from the water Monday. Both were wearing flotation devices. Authorities say the search for Bill Salnick with drones and canines continues today. The Green Bay Fringe Festival has two main purposes: to bring unique and different acts to the area and to promote Green Bay as a tourist destination. Matt Warzala, vice president of the festival.
We really hope people come and experience these acts that they'll never get a chance to see otherwise, but also these people come into Green Bay and go, wow, Green Bay is really great and it's got all these really great things going on. I'd love to come here again next year, or I'd love to come here some other time, or tell people they should be coming here.
Performances vary from kids and family friendly to 18 plus. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Still no word on Love.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers quarterbacks and rookies reported to training camp yesterday. The rest of the players check in for physicals this weekend, with the first practice on Monday morning at 10:30. No word yet on a new contract for Jordan Love, although GM Brian Gutekunst and head coach Matt LaFleur will meet with the media on Sunday. Tight end Luke Musgrave appeared on the Cripecast podcast with Wisconsin comedian Charlie Behrens and talked about who are some of the best tight ends he's followed in the NFL.
So, yeah, I started playing tight end kind of late. So, Kelsey, Gronk, Kittle, kind of all the top. I like Hawkinson.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are all pretty good. I like watching them. I'd say those guys.
NBA, Chris Middleton had surgery to both of his ankles. The Athletic reporting Middleton, who turns 33 next month, had both his ankles scoped this summer after numerous sprains this past season.
It's been a long rehab process, but I think we kind of knew what we're heading towards.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s, and mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow, high upper 70s to 80, and around 80 this weekend, slight storm chance. Temps will stay pretty close to 80 as we look into early next week, a little more humid, and still a chance of storms. Currently at 75 degrees.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt in Dom's favorite Slim Ink Black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
Pete Schwabba.
Thursday night on Nightlight, we are live streaming from 7 to 8 p.m. because of the RNC. We are back on air on all platforms from 8 to 9 p.m. Pete welcomes comedian Johnny Beaner and Abby Novak talks Light the Night Appleton.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling into the Thursday happy hour. And I am so happy, man, because this RNC is almost damn over here in Milwaukee, Dom. But tonight is Trump's big night. The first post-assassination attempt speech, bandaged up, all bronzed, combed over, looking good for the nation. You know it's going to be a red tie, blue suit, white shirt. That's the only combo the man wears. Our Owens, apparently. And tonight, Dom, a unifier will take the stage. And then Donald Trump will speak.
I was going to say, who's the unifier? Hulk Hogan?
Kid Rock? Someone on the text line was encouraging me to do karaoke here on the radio.
No, don't do it. That's a terrible idea.
I have been reading, especially those that say, can we stop eating our broccoli? I do love broccoli, though. Sounds like some good liberals to me, Dom.
I mean, come on. When the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, your buddy, the guy who dropped the bomb of Act 10, is out there, talking about labor and his concern for working folks.
And Republicans winning over the union vote.
And the Reagan Democrat.
And what a fine spokesman he makes for the Republicans trying to.
About as fine as a spokesman as he makes for the Young American Kids.
I thought it was the Adolph's Foundation.
Young America's Foundation.
You know, it's funny. During our commercial break here, I was interviewed by a nice young lady. Citizen Kate, she called herself. She said she was trying to inspire young millennial voters to get out there and vote. And I, thinking to myself, am I the correct subject for this interview?
But, I mean, with that forehead, dude,
I'm like
absolutely.
The liberal Scott Walker thinking I'm going to somehow overcome the indoctrination of her youth by just, you know, giving them jelly beans and taking them to the Reagan Ranch.
Don't forget the nice shirt, too. You got to have that nice Ronald Reagan shirt that Scott loves to wear.
Yes, he does.
844-967-2789. Of course, crew, the news of the day, Washington Post reporting today. Obama tells allies Biden needs to seriously consider his viability. The former president, as the Post reports, hugely influential in the party, has told associates that Biden's path to victory has significantly shrunk.
Well, I think we can all do math. There's really only three states left, and we're sitting in one of them.
It's all about Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania at this late hour. There are only a few paths for Joe Biden to retain the presidency or for some other Democrat to replace him and win the presidency, and they include Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, because I don't see him winning in the desert Southwest. I don't see him going out to Nevada or Arizona at this late hour and changing the dynamics of the race. I'm not at all clear that Georgia is going to be fertile soil for him. I know it was close in recent races, but other than the special elections and the senatorial, we've never really had a lot of success in Georgia. In North Carolina, I know they want to pretend like it's in play, but I'm less convinced. So only three states will be your swing states: Wisconsin,
Michigan,
Pennsylvania, and Michigan. So, as you know, there has been some conjecture about whether or not Joe Biden will step down. And Axios, and I think our friend Maggie Dawn, and thanks for having us on her show, Maggie. Maggie shared this about 8:30 this morning, wrecked my morning, or at least enlightened me with the reporting of Axios. I believe Axios first reported earlier today that Joe Biden is now listening and considering his own exit, his own departure from the race. And that is sort of a change of tenor. And I don't think this is new news at the Washington Post about Barack Obama, because he would not have released, and I'm talking about George Clooney. Clooney is buddies with Obama, and he would not have released that statement in the New York Times had he not had Barack Obama's prior permission. One of his big Hollywood buddies, Katzenberg, tried to talk him out of it. Obama did not.
The Post does report today in some conversations, Obama, who has long looked to data for political insights, has told people he's concerned that the polls are moving away from Biden, that former President Donald Trump's electoral path is expanding, and that donors are abandoning the president. A little bit further down here, Congress's top Democrats, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, have both spoken directly with Biden in the past week, warning about the widely held concerns that his candidacy could hurt the chances for Democratic control in either legislative body next year. And apparently Pelosi has taken an even more active role behind the scenes, resisting efforts by Biden to end the debate about his continued candidacy, according to people familiar with her efforts. Now, Obama, perhaps the party's most revered figure, has tried to keep a lower profile, hoping to draw on his longtime friendship with Biden. But Obama's role as leader of the party from 08 to 16 has made him a sounding board for concerns across the party. I mean, it seems like it's ramping up. And again, Jamie Raskin came out today as well. We talked yesterday about Congressman, soon-to-be Senator from California, Adam Schiff. These are you know, the top-tier Democrats. And what? Polling was, what, 69, 70% of some Democrats would like to see him replaced at the top of the ticket.
This is totally unrelated. But I've got something to say at this moment in time. Oprah Winfrey had lunch today at the same place I did, and I missed her. How do you miss Oprah? Oprah was in the Milwaukee Public Market today. I had lunch at the Milwaukee Public Market today.
And that's the third ward, man. How was it? Was it busy? Was it not busy?
Not.
No, man.
Not.
That place, come on. This is what,
I mean,
Thursday.
It would have been me and Oprah, the only two stars in the building.
It's 70 some degrees. It's beautiful. It's blue skies. There is no
Milwaukee
finer place
is
in
not
Milwaukee.
Coming downtown.
And if you go to the third ward, if you know this town, that ward is busy all the time. Broadway is always parked up. That public market always slamming. That little tiki bar on the outside of the public market always busy, and it is not that.
It was not at all busy. Apparently, Oprah lunched on the Ribs Dom. She's a ribs person. Pat's Rib Place, which first opened in Waukesha in 2009. Apparently, they have family ties to Oprah Winfrey. Alicia is her niece. The public market's location is the first and only in operation in Milwaukee. And there's Oprah on Instagram eating at the Rib Place.
What did you have today, Curry?
I also went local. I supported Kampali once again.
Oh, yeah.
More tacos, man. Argentinian and the shrimp.
Oh, so good.
I said, shout out to Paco. Thank you, Paco, and the fine staff at Kampali over on Brady for hosting our little broadcast on Monday and Tuesday of this week. But, you know, more tacos. Always room for tacos. 844-967-2789. And broccoli. Right, Tom from L.A.?
Hey, Tom, welcome back.
Hey, guys. Man. First off, what we're going to see tonight is Jimmy Swaggart probably come out and say, I have sinned, and I'm, you know, he's gonna lie his way because everything he does is lie. I hope everybody puts on their TV Project 2025 with a piece of paper on it below everything, because this is it, guys. This is the whole ball game, I think. Sean O'Brien, shame on him. There won't be an NLRB if Trump gets in there. The Supreme Court has already made inroads for the whole Project 2025. So it's not like it's a pipe dream of any kind. It's just going to be us voters getting out there, and we the people voting for the Democratic candidate one way or another to win, you know, to have our country. That's the only thing we can do.
Joy, Tom, I just feel like we should put this conversation on hold till we figure out who that candidate might be, sir.
Well, I'm whoever the candidate is, I'm behind. So I don't care. You know, I am a big Joe Biden supporter, and I wasn't at first. I was a Bernie supporter, but Joe Biden has proven to be an FDR type of president. And you know what? If we didn't have TV and if we didn't have social media the way we have it today, Joe Biden probably be okay to run for office. But because of that,
but we do, Tom. We do, man. That's a big if. If no one had to watch him or observe him do the actual campaigning, then he'd have a much better chance of winning, Tom.
Right. I mean, come on, man. About, you know, the 1930s when FDR ran, he was in a wheelchair and all that. Nobody really.
But the question isn't about. But you understand that's a different analogy, because FDR, his mental capabilities weren't at question. If Joe Biden was in a wheelchair, hell, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, is in a wheelchair. He's giving a speech. It's not about that.
Here's what I don't understand. What the hell? We have two public officials. We have Joe Biden and we have felon Donald Trump. And they keep on saying they're going to private doctors. BS. You know what? Go to a public doctor. Let us see the records of everything that's going on physically. We don't even know what happened with the little nick on his ear from Saturday. We have no idea, because no one goes to a doctor that act. They only go to their private doctors. And that goes for both Joe and for Trump. It's like, enough of this. We the people deserve to know what it is that's going on medically with our people that are running for office for the biggest.
But Tom, should these candidates have enough vibrancy that we don't need a medical document within the last 5 business days, or we can't trust it?
They don't. Donald Trump looks like he's been on Special K the last couple of days with his tranquilizers at the RNC, and you got frickin' you know, Joe, who looks like he's a corpse right now, unfortunately. And it's just, you know, that's what we got. That's what we got. And the thing is,
that's what we got.
I do think Kamala can do it. And I do think Kamala can do it. And I just hope everybody gets out and votes. And whether you like her, you know, sound in her voice or whatever it is, get over it, people. This is our democracy versus an autocracy.
Now, weren't you just telling me to get over it and vote for Joe? Come on, man. Like I said, we cannot make a decisive pick if we don't really know who the nominee of the Democratic Party is.
You know exactly who it is. It's not Donald Trump. Very decisively.
Right? Well, I'm going to vote for him. I didn't say I wasn't going to vote for him. Come back. More Devil's Advocates live on the road. RNC MKE 2024.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, live from Milwaukee, RNC MKE 2024. Going to take some of your calls, play some of the sound we have today, and enjoy this political party at 844-967-2789.
Peace Frog playing. That's about the 1968 convention, Blood on the Streets of Chicago, as the Doors describe it. Dom, more breaking headlines here at the Washington Post. Pelosi has told House Democrats that Biden may soon be persuaded to exit the race. I feel like she feels like she's being influential in this case, because Nancy Pelosi apparently has been quietly masterminding, or, you know, pulling the strings, if you will, Dom. She and Obama and others. I mean, come on, man. When you don't have the leadership of your own party or Crudy behind you, you had zero chance of winning re-election.
You had me at Crudy. Apparently, the former speaker has told California Democrats and some members of House leadership that she thinks Biden is getting close to deciding to abandon his presidential bid. Some Democrats fear that by staying in, Biden will end up handing the White House to Trump, according to three Democratic officials.
Well, that's been the fear for some time, but now as the polling comes out and we see even the Democratic base, the vast majority of them would like to see Joe Biden replaced at the top of the ticket. We saw other polling today saying about 80% of them would be more than willing to have Kamala put at the top of the ticket. I think it would be disastrous for the DNC. You don't want blood on the streets. Don't force feed the delegates a virtual roll call nomination next
week.
No,
that would be a very bad idea,
I think. So, anyways, for what it's worth, Democratic Party, I know you care what Crudy thinks, so that's it.
Doesn't everybody, and nobody more than Crudy cares what Crudy thinks.
844 no one more than I.
967-2789. We care what you think. That's a talk or a text number.
Crudy more than dumb.
The phone lines open, 844-967-2789. Chad from Greenfield, you're up. Happy days, Chad. What do you got for us?
Hey, Chad.
Hey, is it ironic that all the gaslighting the Democrats have done, saying that Trump's going to take away democracy? Actually, you guys are taking away democracy. I have friends that unfortunately voted for Biden and support him. They want him to run, and now the higher-ups, the Obamas, the Pelosi's, they're taking him away. They're taking away my friend's votes, and they're not going to be able to vote. They're taking away the listeners.
They can't take away anything, Chad. The guy's got to step aside. No one's taking away their vote. If Biden chooses to step down, he will. If not... I'm sorry, what, Chad?
You know, they're forcing him to step aside. They are ruining democracy. They are ruining
democracy. That's a terrible analogy, Chad. It's the inner workings of a political party, man, and number one. And number two, as Crudy mentioned, nobody can make the president.
They were trying to force Trump to step aside in 2016 in Cleveland. That's why he brought Paul Manafort on.
if he steps aside, Joe Biden, it's because of the pressure of Pelosi, Obama. It's not because of the people. You guys are stealing the people's democracy.
I know you keep saying that, Chad, but you're absolutely wrong, and it's a terrible analogy. The only person on this earth that can make, quote-unquote, impact, have any effect on the president not running
Joe
is
Biden.
The president.
Joe Biden, the wife.
It's still his decision.
Sure, but she is the person that could influence the outcome.
Maybe not. And there's, again, the other side of that, Chad.
I've heard that bad analogy, stealing democracy.
Give me a break. The other side of that, of course, is the down ticket elections. And if you have, you know, the leader of the House and the leader of the Senate on the Democratic side think that they're not going to have a chance in hell if Joe Biden's at the top of the ticket, well, they're certainly, if democratically speaking, Chad, if they're hearing from their constituents and they're hearing from their other elected officials and they're expressing their concerns, well, wouldn't that mean if 80% of the folks think it's okay for Kamala Harris to come on board, wouldn't that be embracing capitalism, democracy, Chad? I think it would be.
Well, it's not like the Democratic Party ran an active primary
right
in 2024. So, I mean, the only one that would have the claim is Dean Phillips. And he got, what, like 1.4% of the vote? Uninstructed, outvoted Dean Phillips in both the state of Wisconsin and Michigan. So, you know, I don't think anyone's taking anything away from Joe Biden or democracy.
And for the record, Chad, it was, I'm not going to assume you're a Trump fan, but based on the way you're talking, I think that would be a fair guess. It was Donald Trump who said he'll be a dictator on the first day. Dictator on day one. Don't talk to me about stealing democracy and all you Dems because they're having some challenges at the top of the ticket that you're ruining democracy. Your guy literally said he'll be a dictator on day one. Explain to me, sir, how being a dictator, you know, goes along with democracy.
Well,
can those things exist at the same time, Chad? No, they can't.
Well, he doesn't have to say what he'll do. We've already seen what he'll do on January 6th of 2021. He already tried to overcome democracy in the state of Wisconsin. I found it so ironic. I've been up at this RNC campus a few different times this week, Dom, and I've heard so many people bemoaning the fact that it's like Fox News, democracy first. And they're like, why are they always supporting democracy? I literally heard a woman say, why are they supporting democracy? It should be republicanism first. And I'm thinking there is no reaching some people. 844-967-2789. If you're open-minded and reasonable, call us now.
And even if you're not, John from Watertown, you are next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, John.
Yes. Thanks, Don. Thanks, Crew, for taking my call. I just wanted to chime in with my own opinion here. I've been a Biden supporter all along, and I've been behind him, and I know it is his decision. But I think with COVID now, and with so many people in the Democratic Party, wanting him to step down, I think it is time for him to pass the torch. And I would like to see it him hand it to Kamala Harris. And my opinion is because when they voted for overwhelming. Supported him in the primaries. I mean, they knew that Kamala Harris was going to be VP again.
Right.
And I just think that she's in the best position to beat Trump in the fall.
John, a lot of people agree with you. Dem polling out today shows that the vast majority of Democratic voters would be just fine with Kamala being at the top of the ticket. It's funny. Wes just texted us in from Middleton. Boys, I worry. He might be in disarray. I think he means the Democrats. Now, Cam's got a different take on this. He's like, ha, 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 they planned this. They're totally going to try and take the night from Trump, meaning that if Joe Biden were to step down,
that
would steal all the thunder.
Would he address the
Trump's
nation
thunder.
Tonight? President, because the president addressed the nation, you know, and calls it from the Oval Office, everyone's going to take it, right?
They wouldn't even know whether or not to take the Trump speech. I'd love it. Do it, Joe. Do it. More Devils.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A 98-year-old World War II veteran tells the RNC that America is more than an idea. It's our home.
And President Trump, back in Commander-in-Chief, I would go back to re-enlist today, and I would storm whatever beach you want, my country needs me to.
William Peckrell has two bronze stars and a silver star. A court hearing in Texas for Travis King of Racine was delayed this week. King's lawyers are hammering out a plea deal with military prosecutors on 8 charges, including desertion. The Army private ran into the demilitarized zone last summer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A plane heading to Oshkosh got a little too close to the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee yesterday. Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles reports.
An F-35 was seen over the skies of southeastern Wisconsin yesterday after a pilot entered the restricted RNC airspace. The small plane prompted a swift response from military officials at around 3:30. The fighter jet escorted the plane out of the no-fly zone, according to NORAD. The pilot was going from Indiana to Oshkosh and just got mixed up. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Green Bay Packers saw an increase in revenue, expenses, and net income in fiscal year 2024. The team earned more than $60 million in profit, down 8.6% from last year. Packers president Mark Murphy said expenses such as stadium depreciation and player salaries are up, causing the downturn in profits. The Green Bay Packers are the smallest market team in the NFL. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Excited for the blockbusteriest blockbuster of the summer? If the early reviews are any indication, you won't be let down. Twisters is currently pulling in 83% on Rotten Tomatoes. Reviewers are praising not only the film's CGI, but also well-thought-out characters in the disaster film. I see a new box office champion this weekend, move over Despicable Me 4. In big-time stars that need a reality check news, the New York Post reports that singer Adele says she has no desire to release an album anytime soon. The singer is under contract in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace and says she'll take a powder after her contract ends in November. Adele says she does not like being famous, but loves that she gets to make music all the time, even though she has no plans to make new music anytime soon. She says music was always a hobby that she just fell into. Adele says what she really wants to be is a TV script reader. $75 a script versus multi-millionaire performer. After a few months of that, she'll be running back to Vegas. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the mid-50s. And mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow, high upper 70s to 80. And around 80 this weekend, slight storm chance. Temps will stay pretty close to 80 as we look into early next week. A little more humid and still a chance of storms.
Right now it's 78 degrees.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We're back in Milwaukee taking a look back at Trump's comments from the night before and what is ahead for Democrats. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Devils Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Our final night at the RNC MKE 2024. The black helicopters are not buzzing us quite as
well, apparently,
as frequently as they used to.
Yeah, they were not fond of lots of people.
The film
coalescing
crews
up on the roof of the building that we are broadcasting
apparently
from.
The boom mic looks something like a bazooka or something.
So they decided to buzz the tower while we were talking with our former Republican governor of the state of Wisconsin, Scott McCallum. You can be our guest on the lines at 844-967-2789.
I have been checking the text line. Anne from Chippewa Falls says, you know, if they're going to replace Biden on the ticket, what about putting Commander Mark Kelly on the ticket? We need a military person. Thank you, she says. Thank you, Anne, for listening. Here's a thought I had. And
I think Maggie, certainly be involved, no question.
Maggie Dawn, earlier today, well, Mark Kelly's from the state of Arizona, and Arizona has got a Democratic governor. That is always important. I mean, there's a reason, supposedly, Ron Johnson was not a consideration for VP because Democratic Governor Tony Evers would have the right to replace him, and they'd never give up the seat, right?
Right.
So Mark Kelly is a Democratic senator from the state of Arizona, and Arizona, obviously, that was an important state for Joe Biden, like 11,000 votes, the margin differential, when Fox News called it for Joe Biden in Arizona. And, you know,
we know what happened.
Well, Donald Trump and the rest.
They have the election stolen.
And blah, 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 blah.
That's what they say. That's what they say even to this day.
But I would say if we are, and if you believe the math like I believe the math, Dom, I think we're down to about three swing states in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania.
Arizona ate it.
Well, my thought is Gretchen Whitmer. Gretchen Whitmer.
Big Gret.
Could help you potentially carry the state of Michigan. I think she'd be very popular in both Michigan, Wisconsin, and potentially Pennsylvania. Two women on the ballot, that might be much for the American people. We've obviously had a female vice president, but that'd be historic, a female president. You got a black woman at the top of the ticket, that'd be historic. And I think a lot of the reasons that people lack enthusiasm and the constituencies that lack enthusiasm for Joe Biden at the top of the ticket right now would have a completely different attitude if it was Kamala, perhaps with Gretchen Whitmer, maybe what's his name?
Buttigieg.
Shapiro, I was going to. No, Buttigieg never factored into my math.
Never?
Never. Why Buttigieg?
He's sharp.
Well, he is sharp, but he still looks like he's 14 years old.
Ah, here you go with the looks.
And his
again.
Qualifications are that. But you don't think that matters? Why are we talking about Biden because of how he looks, dude?
No, it's not about how he looks. It's about the mental hiccups that he's been having. He's 81 years old. He's got more bad days ahead of him than good days. That's why we're talking about it. I mean, what experience did Donald Trump have? What does Donald Trump look like? If those things mattered, we would not have the presidents, some of the presidents that we've had. So, please, spare me that. 844-967.
How can he beat Nixon?
2789.
Other than the machine in Chicago.
Other than that. Robert from West Allis, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. What do you got for us, Robert?
Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. The reason why Kamala worries me is if you remember when she ran, whenever she didn't have a speech prepared, when she ran for president, it was a disaster. Now, I don't know if she's gotten a lot better over time. But I do like the Buttigieg. And the reason why is if you remember how Biden came to be, right, Klobuchar and Buttigieg stepped down. Obama called them up and said, hey, we all have to coalesce around Joe. Well, I think it's time for Joe and his camp to coalesce and do the right thing. And I think, you know, we have to not be worried about first. We have to worry about who can win. So we should really be looking at Gavin Newsom. We should be looking at Mayor Pete. Hell, I think George Cooney would do better in the election than Biden or Harris at this point.
What about my boy Bernie? VP Bernie!
Please, no more actors. Wasn't Reagan an actor? Thank you for the call, Robert. Really appreciate it. Regarding Kamala Harris, vice president, of course, she's been VP for almost 4 years.
We've got some sound of her from
today.
We
certainly do. So she was speaking. Let's hear.
The flavor of the day, Kamala Harris.
She is certainly the flavor of the day. Rich, if you would, please let me pull it up. Let's hear from Kamala Harris talking about Vance, his speech yesterday, the Republican vice presidential pick. and Project 2025. Cut number eight, please, Rich.
What is very telling is what he did not talk about on that stage. He did not talk about Project 2025. Their 900-page blueprint for a second Trump term.
But Trump doesn't know anything about it, and there's certainly some things in there he doesn't like. The vice president speaking. You would be the judge. The flavor of the day. How's she doing? Good point here. No unity, and have tried to overturn the election. Yeah, how can you unify? Cut number nine, please.
You cannot claim to be for unity if you try to overturn a free and fair election and threaten to terminate the United States Constitution.
And don't forget, be a dictator for a day, yada, 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 so on and so forth.
Yeah, but if you like how it goes on the first day,
yeah, it could
you're
be
never going to give it back.
Well, I mean, why would I? All you need is one day. The vice president talking about reproductive freedoms. Cut number 10, please, Rich.
You cannot claim you stand for unity if you are intent on taking reproductive freedoms from the people of America and the women of America.
The vice president speaking today, make your voices heard, cut 11.
Are you ready to make your voices heard? Do we believe in freedom? Do we believe in opportunity? Do we believe in the promise of America? And are we ready to fight for it?
And the final cut from the vice president, very, very fired up today with the crowd. Basic freedoms, cut 12, please.
You cannot claim you stand for unity if you are pushing an agenda that deprives whole groups of Americans of basic freedoms, opportunity, and dignity.
Makes a fine point, that vice president. There you go. Flavor of the day.
We got some questions on the text line. Hi, Devils. This is Carolyn from Sun Prairie. I have a question. At the DNC, can they nominate someone other than who won the primary? In other words, if Biden doesn't step down, could he be overlooked and Kamala be nominated? Awkward. The term is faithless electors, I believe. And the delegates are faithless delegates in this case. The delegates could, in their good conscience, vote for someone other than the nominee who won the state that they represent. So it could happen, but it seems quite, if that's going to happen, it's not going to be Kamala. You know what I mean? She's not going to run against her own president. Joe would have to step aside.
If Joe's not a willing participant in this, then it's not Kamala.
Then it's a intra-party coup, right? And it's not going to be his vice president. So if he steps aside, I think theoretically, while we're all assuming it's going to be Kamala, and she certainly sounded good in her speech today, nothing would require that to be the case. And there could be something of a mini primary, and the delegates would have the right to vote their conscience. But most of them, I think the vast majority of them, you might see a few defectors. But if Joe is the nominee and he goes to the convention in Chicago, he's going to get the votes of the delegates.
Yeah.
844-967-2789.
Peg from Cottage Grove, you are up. Welcome, Peg. What do you got for
Hello,
us?
Hello, Peg.
Hi. I called into Maggie's show earlier, and I just wanted to say again that I think the best thing that Joe can do is to back off, have Kamala and Liz Cheney on the ticket. I think it would bring reality back to MAGA.
Interesting Kamala thought, and Peg. Oh, Kamala and Liz Cheney. Thank you for the call, Peg. I mean, Liz Cheney is still a Cheney. She still, went with the Republican ideals in politics 99-96% of the time, however you want to define it. And I certainly appreciate Cheney's standing up and pushing back on this whole mega movement. And for bringing people together, perhaps you would get some of the never Trumpers to come out, but would you lose anybody by doing so?
Consider this with Joe Lieberman.
And
eventually he was overruled. Lieberman, his good buddy, eventually Lieberman went from being a Democrat to being an independent, but he went rogue instead. Rouge. Got him some Sarah Palin. I've been doing a little Palin-esque writing on my hand today because I don't want the wind to blow away my papers.
Well,
give them a target.
Only because you read all the books.
The black helicopters flying overhead. Mind if I call you Joe?
844-967-2789. Wisco, Paul, you are up. Welcome, Paulie. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Devils. I personally think the Democrats that are around and know Biden, they understand there's something wrong. They absolutely know it, or they wouldn't be trying to replace him, because these are smart people. And I think that it was kind of covered up, but I don't think they thought it was as bad as it is. So I really feel in my heart to heart that Kamala will get the nomination here shortly, because it's the only logical thing. She'll get to pick her vice president, and we're going to move on, and everything will turn out all right. But there's no way they would be giving up on Biden if they thought he was capable of the job. It just wouldn't happen, even if he is down in the polls, because you have plenty of time to make that up, especially running against Trump. So that's my two cents. They know something's wrong with the man, and it's sad. It's very sad, because he's done a really good job. Thanks, Devils.
Thank you, Paul. Well, the electorate has the perception, and it's going to be hard to overcome, especially when your own party's leadership is turned against you. I mean, it is an insurmountable thing. So the reality doesn't matter at this point. Perception has become the reality. Joe is not capable. The party has made the decision. If Joe won't step aside, he's bound for a loss. So I am hopeful, but there's a lot of ifs and Paul's if-then statement, you know?
Ah, come on, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be all right. Paulie said it.
I actually think this will be the most politically inspiring thing we're going to see in some time. I think if Joe Biden were to step away, and, you know, I love this concept.
Gracefully exit
in a statement-like fashion, honored, you know, regaled by the crowd, and then let's get down to business. Let's go win the election. I think the American people would turn in massively. Now, I'd seen earlier overnights from Nielsen's, the ratings, 18 million, I believe, on the first night of this RNC debate nationally have turned in. I think they had 50 million for the Biden-Trump debate. And I suspect after the first night, the curiosity has waned a little bit, although I think it'll peak tonight when Trump takes the stage, maybe 20-plus million.
You mean Hulk Hogan takes the stage and Kid Rock plays?
Oh, yeah. Those are the real highlights of the evening. But I got to tell you, if the Democrats, quote-unquote, upset the apple cart, if Joe Biden steps down, I mean, the press, the American people, the world will be captivated by this process, and I think it will change the polls. I think people will be energized, and if this is about getting out the base, this will get out the base for the Democratic Party. Listen to me, Jamie Harrison.
Folks, we are the Devil's
Hear
Advocates.
Hear me, Joe Biden.
Broadcasting live for one more segment from Milwaukee scene of the RNC MKE 2024, or as I've been calling it, RIP GOP 2024, because it is no longer the grand old party. It is full-on mega. And maybe Liz Cheney would help that, but I don't know if there's enough voters to make that matter. Come back with us, folks, 844-967-2789. Callers, be patient. Rich will get you soon.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day, thankfully. 844-967-2789, wrapping up the RNC in the MKE 2024. Folks, if you're around town, come downtown. Lots of bars and restaurants are open. Hasn't been a boon for everyone, and it's easy to get around as long as you're not in the secure zone. Come down to downtown Milwaukee.
Or you could do what we're going to do. The text line, lighten up. Hey, what bar are you guys going to after the show?
South Shore Yacht Club, baby.
Say it one more time.
South Shore Yacht Club. Tell me you're a guest of Dominic Salvia. They'll let you right in.
Down near Thunder Island, right?
Crudy, the lineup today. Pick
you
your
stuck
fighter.
In my head now.
Top RNC speakers tonight. Listen to this cavalcade, the introductions, man, the opening bands for Trump. Mike Pompeo, Alina Hava. How does the attorney get a slot? She didn't even do very well.
They paid
well.
Her rewrite her speech. Apparently, she gets to butter up the old man. I heard her on Hannity or one of the Righty Whitey shows the other day. They made me start over, and I cried as I read this speech aloud. She's going to cry, she claims.
Oh, lots of crying. Well, she'd rather be cute than smart. Oh, speaking of not being smart or cute, Tucker
Rhymes
Carlson.
With Tucker.
Tucker, man, Tucker's back in the fold after getting
back in the USSR
from Fox News. Tucker's back. He's going to, introduce
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, take your vitamins.
Hulkamaniacs.
Take your vitamins and vote, brother. Wow, I guess I had no consideration or thought of the political leanings of Hulk Hogan, but now I guess.
MAGA.
I guess we know.
He always wore the red thing. He's tearing his shirt off.
That sounds pretty MAGA, right?
Walking around inappropriately in a, it's not a thong. It's a yellow thong thing. That's what you wear.
And then after Hulk Hogan, the crowd will get fired up. Eric Trump.
Dad, I love you the most. I love you, Dad. Do you hear me when I nominated you, Dad? I love you, Dad.
His wife, is that wife, Lara? She's one.
Lara.
Yeah, Lara. She did a hell of a speech the other night as well. Dana
was
White.
Was it auto-tuned?
It was not. Don't ever sing Tom Petty. Dana White, also, UFC guy? He is
UFC rich guy. You know who else? The widow Hendricks giving a speech as an everyday American.
She is everyday American billionaire. Identified in the lineup as Diane Hendricks dash everyday American. I mean, she's what, like top 90th richest person in the world, certainly one of the top richest people in the state of Wisconsin. I would hardly call that a regular American, but again, this is the RNC. What you thought you knew what merge words meant.
When you write seven-figure checks, they'll call you whatever you ask them to.
I mean, come on. It's just the whole thing is just such propaganda, but I guess that's the whole point.
If I was a multi-million dollar donor to all Republican causes, I would want to be addressed as conquistador.
Conquistador?
Yes. Conquistador Crudy.
You better start writing some checks.
You better start writing some checks, Conquistador Crudy.
Yeah, well, when they cash Conquistador, that one's free. Then I'll start calling you that. Rich, we do have some sound. As I did make my way into the RNC yesterday, and thank you for all the badges and help
Didn't
from
we
all
go?
The civic media.
Where
folks.
Was I? I mean,
you were there too.
I
guess you were in there too. I did record. I know you put some stuff up on the Devil's Advocate's Facebook
page.
Come
on, I did more than you did.
Peter Navarro of going to jail fame for not. What, following the subpoena of the J6 committee? He was out. He's out. Went fresh out of jail, out on bail. California dreaming. Peter Navarro spoke last night.
I also saw him
night.
This morning.
He was there, too?
He was around giving interviews.
We have a few sounds from it. Let's hear cut number three, if you would, please, Rich.
This is a beautiful thing. I think you folks just want to know if you can see my MAGA tattoo I got there.
This prison tat.
Was Navarro sporting the Mike Tyson face tattoo, mega tattoo? I wasn't clear. Let's hear about the wake-up call Navarro got. Cut four, please.
I went to prison so you won't have to.
Oh, there we go.
I am your wake-up call.
Well, it's good to know that he went to prison for me, Curtis, so I guess I get a hall pass. Anything I want to do, man. Peter Navarro went to prison for me.
I thought your coffee maker going off at like 5:30 was my wake-up call.
Last one from Navarro, walking out of prison, cut number five.
Yes, indeed. This morning I did walk out of a federal prison in Miami. Joe Biden and his Department of Injustice. Put me there.
Your failure to comply with congressional subpoenas put you there, sir.
I mean, potato, potato. Call me maestro.
Dominic, so many people to thank. Thank you, Maggie Dawn, for letting us merge our fine programs together in the 3 o'clock hour today and yesterday. Thank you to former Wisconsin Governor Scott McCallum, a fine guest, although the black helicopters didn't like the company we were keeping.
No.
Thank you to our friend in labor and broadcast, Rick Smith. Love Rick Smith. Appreciate you all for joining us. Thank you to our friends at Kampali, our friends here at Civic Media for, you're right, Dom, they've been doing a lot, and they made it work for us. And thank you to all the party people that have made Milwaukee a good time for us. I can't speak for the Republicans, but I've been spending money, drinking copiously and having a good time all week long, Dom.
It's our community service. Thanks, you folks, for listening. Tonight, more coverage from Civic Media. Stick around. Check it out.
We're going to the Yacht Club.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, my good friend Sandy Williams and I will give our final thoughts on the RNC wrapping up in Milwaukee. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. Max Inc. Radio.
If you enjoy great guitar, you won't want to miss Milwaukee's Mojo Perry. He's in studio for our live Saturday night concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rucker, and Jimmy Kane.
Weekend evenings, 6 until midnight.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.